This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
A lot going on. I mean, obviously the legislative session in full swing, and Ken writes a ton of stuff all the time. He joins us now on Brian and Company. Ken, good morning. How are you?
Oh, fine, Brian. What about you? Getting things together up there?
We're trying. You know, Mondays are always hit or miss for us. I'm just curious. You know, you've done this for a long time. I mean, this point in the session, how, is it feel the same as it always feels? Is this the worry about Medicaid starting to consume the budget? Like, what? How's the session going?
I think everybody's still in denial, basically. You know, they're saying, we've got this, you know, June 4th deadline, we've got to get the budget, but this federal budget doesn't start till October. I'm thinking that we're going to have to use some of the rainy day fund, the so-called rainy day fund, just to patch things together as they try to cope with whatever's going on down in Washington and floating up here.
Yeah. Well, they have $4 billion, but I mean, it's an interesting dynamic with a Democratic governor seemingly a bit at odds with a Democratic legislature. Ken Dixon from CT Insider here. You know, the Republicans, they're heavily in the minority. And, you know, they come out on Friday with some really strong, I think it was Friday or Thursday.
Thursday.
Strong talk on corruption. And they pointed to a bunch of different things. And I want to get to Terrence Chang in a second. But, I mean, did it resonate? Does it create any sort of buzz? I mean, some of the stuff they're talking about is stuff that needs to be addressed. But, I mean, they are just such in the minority.
Yeah, it's a 2-1 or worse or more, I guess. I don't fault them for pointing out. I mean, that's what you do. You kind of do guerrilla political stuff, like to try to just keep relevant, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, but are they getting any traction? Is Lamont going to make any changes, or is there anything going on? I mean, the Terrence Chang thing, of course, people don't know, the head of the state college and university system. I don't know that he did anything illegal, but all of the stuff on his face seems strange. And then they find all this money that they have in a, you know, stashed away. It seems like things, a guy like that, I'm not calling for his ouster, but a guy like that, you would think would be under tremendous pressure to resign, yet the governor's still supporting him.
I don't know if the governor's term of small ball is the greatest overview in the world, but I kind of like the production values of that Republican news conference. Somebody used a ball of thread to put a bunch of pictures together, and I keep reminding myself that 20 years ago, John Rowland was in prison. So that, I mean, does that give me a higher standard for corruption than as opposed to a $60 stake?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a fair point. In terms of, we're talking with Ken Dixon, CT Insider. I mean, do you get tired of all the bills that seem to fail every session on the same topic? I mean, we talk a ton about the bear population here, that you know, but we it's great radio, because I mean, we have, like, there were no bears here a certain time ago, and now they're everywhere, and we have more bear contact than any other state in the region, and yet we can't do anything about it.
Well, that bill that passed out of the Environment Committee on Friday was kind of interesting. It's like, and it's going to change. And that's one of the things, you know, people talk about transparency. Then these committees, they end up getting substitute bills and legislative commission office numbers, and we don't get to see them for weeks. So we have to depend on whatever they're talking about in the committee. This particular bill, it's like if you're a corn farmer and last year a bear came in and wiped out you know, a half an acre or whatever, if you can identify the bill, the bear next year, you can blast them. And I mean, and then the committee chairman says, let's just get this bill out, and we can expand it beyond corn and talk about farmers and livestock. And I mean, you're gonna have to have a gun to be a farmer. I mean, it is the land of unintended consequences.
What if you shoot the wrong? What if you shoot the wrong bear? Like, and he's not the one that was there last year. You're in trouble.
Right. Right. And how do you get a decent? Well, I mean, actually, the DEP knows a lot of these bears. I mean, you see some of them that hang out at around Chris Keating's house in Simsbury, and they've got like so many tags on them. You think that they're going to a convention or something.
It's like lanyards at this point. Ken yeah. Dixon from CT Insider. You know, we talked last week, I think, with Andrew Brown from CT Mirror about the Bridgeport stuff, and I mean, there are people going to jail. And I'm curious about what response there is at the Capitol in terms of, you know, I mean, it's a real embarrassment, and are they going to make any changes?
Well, I mean, is somebody going to go to jail, really?
I don't know. It seems like you don't think, you're skeptical.
I knocked on doors in 1988 in Bridgeport, and no one went to jail then, even though they arrested 13 people. It all remains to be seen, but the fact is, no one's claiming that somebody's vote was wrong. You know, there are 4,000 Republicans left in Bridgeport, the state's largest city, 144,000 people. And, you know, I mean, they kind of they voted with their feet and moved out of town, including a bunch of former mayors. So, I mean, I'm interested in the trial, but it's Bridgeport Democrats.
So is anything going to, nothing's going to change? There's no legislation pending to try to address anything?
I like the bill in GAE, the Government Administration and Elections Committee, that would put local political races in the ECRIS electronic filing system. So instead of like schlepping the town hall and sitting there for hours going through pages of people who contributed, you can look them up online. I think that'll go a long way toward alleviating some of this. And then there are limits on the number of absentee ballot applications that can be taken out and stuff like that. I think those have a good chance.
Ken Dixon, CT Insider, joining us here on Brian and Company. Anything else going either on today or in general that you think our audience would be interested in?
I mean, I'm kind of interested in this conservative caucus doing a news conference complaining about people lighting up Teslas. I mean, maybe I haven't paid that much attention. I mean, there is no Tesla showroom in Connecticut because of the car dealers pulling their political power. But there was a demonstration at a Tesla garage in Milford that Dick Blumenthal appeared at and was taking selfies with people. And then there's Blumenthal's doing a news conference on yet more outrage coming from the White House. So that's pretty interesting. And, driving under the effects of cannabis today in a public hearing in judiciary.
All right, sounds good. Ken, it's great to catch up. I appreciate it.
We'll see you, Brian.
All right, Ken Dixon, the great Ken Dixon from CT Insider.